In the name of Jesus, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, words have a certain power to bring about change. One word can change a person's feelings, his emotions, his attitudes, or his outlook on life. For example, consider a young man who is full of energy and vitality, who has a whole future of many decades ahead of him. And suddenly, this rather peaceful and joyful existence is shattered, and his life is filled with fear as his doctor mumbles one word to him, cancer. The right word spoken to a wife who is under a lot of physical stress can bring joy and a smile, while the wrong word can fill her life with tears. Words can encourage or discourage. Words can make us laugh or make us cry. This morning we're going to consider the power of another word, a word that has the power to bring change from life out of death, word that has the power to free man from sin, to liberate him to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text, which was just read for us, comes at the conclusion of one of the great seven I am statements, the Gospel of John. The Lord Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life. And because Jesus is the substance that gives eternal life, because Jesus is the Word that became flesh, because Jesus is absolutely necessary for salvation, we, as servants of the Word, must share this Word. We must share this Word by telling others the Word. We must share this Word by living the Word ourselves. You haven't experienced it already, when you go out on your vicarages and your first calls, you'll witness the tragedy of people rejecting the bread of life. In the context of our lesson, Jesus has plainly stated to his audience, to those who are hungry and thirsting for life, that to free one from the curse of sin, to receive the blessings of salvation, that one must believe in the one whom the Father has sent. But the people that heard this, instead of rejoicing, instead of believing, instead of thanking God, they walked away. They wanted nothing to do with Jesus or the bread of life. We too, as we go forth and share the Word, we'll experience people walking away from the Word that can change, refusing to feast on the bread of life. Now imagine for a moment the tensions, the temptations that came upon the apostles and even upon our Lord as they watched their associates and their friends walk away, rejecting Jesus. We too will undergo temptations as we share the Word, as others reject the Word that we're sharing. There'll be the temptations to tone down the Word, to compromise the Word, to ignore the Word in order to keep the numbers coming in order to satisfy the elders, or to look good on the statistical report at the end of the year. But don't be discouraged if people walk away from the Word. Don't fall for Satan's attempts to trick you so that you will silence the Word or misrepresent the Word. In our text, we see that the Savior did not alter the message that he gave. He didn't say, well, come on back for a minute, fellas. Don't walk away. Let's discuss this and let's work out a compromise whereby all of us can be happy. Jesus didn't do this because he couldn't. Because even though man doesn't want to accept the need for Jesus Christ. Even though man wants to believe that he can contribute or he can earn his own salvation, even though man believes this, the truth is that salvation is found only in Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. You and I believe this. We confess that Jesus is the bread of life. Because we know it is true, we must proclaim this message. We must tell others who Jesus is and what he has done for us in our salvation and what he is still doing today for us and for our salvation. Peter's rhetorical response to Jesus, "Lord, where shall we go?" tells us that there is no other place to go to find eternal life. So we must tell the parishioners, the parishes that we will serve in the year to come as a vicar or in the first calls that we have. We must tell our parishioners. We must tell those in the community. We must tell those on the delinquent list. And we must tell those who are faithful and coming every Sunday that Jesus is the bread of life. The world is dying from a terrible sickness, the sickness of sin. And it's a real tragedy when you look at the sick world, because the sick world is often taking the wrong medicine, a medicine that will kill them instead of give them life. The world is trusting in the false securities of the works of men, in the lifestyle and the values of a pagan culture, and of philosophies which are anti-God, which do not give eternal life. Only Jesus gives eternal life. People of the world are confused. They're hurting. They're suffering. They're losing their jobs. They're watching their loved ones die. Their children bring home problems from school and are possessed by drugs. They wonder and have doubts and fears. The young need to be guided. The elderly need to be reassured. The guilty need to be freed. People need to hear and to know that Jesus is the bread of life, that Jesus has the words of eternal life. The world needs to be fed the word of Jesus. And just as it is important that you and I tell the world that Jesus is the bread of life, so too we must share the word by living the word. Like the 12, we believe and confess that Jesus is the Holy One of God, the Holy One of Israel, the promised Messiah, the Savior, Christ the Lord. And if we, as pastors and professors, preparing men for the office of the public ministry, if we as seminarians going out on vicarage, or to assume our first assignments as a pastor, if we are going to be effective in communicating the word of life, we must also live the word of life. Actions have a way of turning people off in spite of what you might say. Our actions can actually contradict the things that we are telling others. If we teach the 8th commandment, but we slander our co-workers in the parish, what are we really saying? If we teach that God provides, but we spend our time worrying about worldly goods, what are we saying? If we preach the message of reconciliation and the forgiveness of sins, but we refuse to be reconciled or to forgive, what is the message we are telling? If we teach that Jesus is the only way to salvation, but we ourselves trust in our positions in the church or in the works that we do in the functions of our job, who are we kidding? Don't let Satan ruin the message that you are to proclaim by the life that you live. You see, my friends, Jesus not only taught that he was the word of life, but he lived the message he proclaimed. He didn't only teach that he came from the Father, he lived that the Father sent him. He didn't only teach about caring and being compassionate, but Jesus cared for others, and he was compassionate. Jesus didn't only teach love your enemies and pray for them, but Jesus healed his enemies. He healed the slave, the centurion. He prayed for those who were crucifying him. And he sacrificed his life for the sins of the whole world. As you go back into your classrooms or off to your parishes, please don't go thinking that you are God's gift to the church that will save the church. For God has already given us that gift, Jesus Christ. He is the gift who will solve the problems of the world, the problems that sin has created. Jesus Christ is the gift. We are a gift only in the sense that we are tools which are to bring the bread of life to a world that is hungry, that is starving, that is dying. We are tools to share what we believe, that in Jesus Christ there is forgiveness, a new life, and salvation. You have been called to share this word, to feed the hungry world. And you believe it. And you live in the forgiveness that Jesus has won on the cross. You are assured of your salvation through your faith in what Christ has done for you. And now God has given you the privilege of feeding others. The privilege of going and telling those who struggle in life, who are facing death, who are torn by guilt, who have experienced loss and heartache, who are hungry for forgiveness, for a new life and for salvation. You have been given the privilege of feeding them the bread of life. You are going to a people who struggle daily against the temptations of sin. To a people who daily so desperately need to be reminded the power that Jesus gives, the power to change, the power to give eternal life. You are going to a people who need to hear that Jesus died for them and rose again. To a people who are hungry for the bread of life. You have tasted that bread, and you rejoice. Share that bread with the world. Amen.